Jake Oglethorpe, I'm here with Handsworth manager Russ Eagle. So Russ obviously must be very disappointed.
It is, yeah. I'm very disappointed with the result. I can't really fault the way that the side's played today. Obviously, the sending off affected us heavily. But to be fair, even with 10 men down, we've worked hard. We've put a good shift in. And like I said, I'm disappointed, but we've got to take something out of the game. It's his first defeat, and we've just got to bounce back.
Obviously, the red card affected you a lot. You went out 10 men, but it must be pleasing to see the character that you're still going forward, still trying to create chances.
Yeah, we have created chances. That's probably one of the disappointing things. First half, it's been a pretty good game, nice and cagey here and there and what have you. We've missed, obviously, Sam Smith's open nets, affected us a little bit, but I've come in at half-time and I've just said to the lads, you know, keep us disciplined, keep playing, and we'll get something out of this. But when a referee makes a couple of decisions like he has, and you get a centre-half sent off, we're going to be under cosh. But, like I said, we can't be negative. We've just got to get on with it, and we've got to bounce back Tuesday night. We put 3 points back on board on Tuesday night, and today's game will be forgot about. So that's what we intend to do.
You mentioned the referee. There'd always be quite a few question marks over his performance.
There is question marks, but unfortunately, when you try to combat a referee's decisions and get him to justify what he's done, and he can't give you that, that's when it becomes hard and frustrating. But having said that, the referee's not lost the game for us today. We've done that ourselves. We've not defended at right times, and we've conceded 2 headers, 1 4 yards out, 1 3 yards out. So he's not headed them in, referee, and we've not defended him. So he's got to take a little bit of blame for the decisions he's made, the 2 yellow cards, but we've got to look at ourselves and think, could we have defended better? So something that we'll work on, something that we'll address, and like I say, it's Tuesday night now that we've got to look forward to. Everybody's going to have these little bits of blips. We've had ours now. Other clubs have had theirs already. It's who bounces back and who continues to win games, which we intend to do from Tuesday night. So, yeah, disappointed, but got to get on with it.
And how do you plan on picking these players up? I know there's a lot of character in dressing room.
Well, the only way we can pick them up is do the same things that we've been doing for the last 6 games. That's keep playing, keep creating chances, keep winning games. We win games, the lads will be up. It's first time they've experienced a little bit of feeling down and not winning. So that should be enough to pick them up individually, and I'll do my job Tuesday night in changing room and say, listen, that's it, it's gone, we've got to react, and out we go and do his job Tuesday. So it'll not take much to pick them up. We've got Bridlington coming Tuesday night, so if they're not up for a game against Bridlington on a Tuesday night, then we're not doing his job right. So we'll be prepared and we'll be ready, and obviously good luck to Paul with his side. They've come and done a good job on us today. They've took the 3 points, not conceded. So he's obviously going to be happy. I'm not. So he wins on both sides.
All right. Well, good luck on Tuesday.